Okay, I believe we have quorum, so if all the board members in the room could take their seats, we'll start the meeting. Okay, at the corner of the table there is a sign-up sheet for public comment, which will be starting at 8 o'clock. And so if you'd like to speak during public comment, please sign up on that sheet. Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. We're now beginning the Pacifica National Board meeting. My name is Dave Adelson. I'm the chair. Before Teresa Allen, who's the secretary, calls the roll, I'd just like to extend a welcome on behalf of the whole National Board to Dr. Evelyn Bethune, our newest member, listener-sponsored representative from Houston. Welcome, Dr. Bethune.
Yes, welcome.
Teresa, can you call the roll, please?
Right. 7:10 p.m. David Adelson?
Here.
Teresa Allen is here. Mary Burke?
Here.
Evelyn Bethune? Eddie Brazon? A.C. Bird? Lisa Davis?
Present.
Yvonne Dooley? Patty Heckley? Ray LaForest? Ambrose Lane?
Here.
Hello.
Bob Lepper?
Here.
Alan
Minsky? Oh.
Wilson Montez Palacios? Barbara Ndawa?
Here.
Rick Robbins? Rob Robinson?
Present.
Deb Chapto?
Here.
Serena Shakir?
Here.
Sandy Weinman?
Here.
John White?
Here.
LeVarne Williams?
Present.
Executive Director Greg
Luma? He just stepped out.
Okay, and Lonnie Hicks, CFO. Thank you.
Donna Gates, could you let Ursula know that we'll be starting her presentation very shortly? Given the schedule, we're behind. I wanted to make a couple of suggestions to keep us on schedule for tonight. The first section, which was slated originally to take 45 minutes, was the welcome, the roll call, the agenda review, the approval of minutes, and special rules of order. I'd like to suggest, given that the minutes that have just been distributed recently, that we move that to the first item of unfinished business on Sunday morning. Is there any objection to doing that so that people have the opportunity to read the minutes?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually think because these minutes are so lengthy that, and we just got them, that we should postpone it to our next teleconference.
Can we take up that question as the first item of Sunday morning unfinished business and not debate that now? People can take the time to look at them and decide between now and then whether we ought to postpone or not. The next item is I wanted to ask for the consent of the board for a couple of procedural agreements during the course of this meeting. The first is to follow our policy that we've had in recent meetings of allowing the chair to recognize time allowing debate from the public, comments from the public during debate if there is an issue that is particularly amenable to input from one or more members of the audience. And that time would be taken off the end of the allotted public periods for public comment. So we would still have the same total amount of public comment time, but we'd provide, if there was time permitting, members of the audience to comment on issues immediately before us in debate. Is that acceptable to the board? There's no objection, then I'll proceed in that way. The next thing is I've proposed in prior meetings that we agree that for motions to refer an item, to postpone an item, or to divide a question, that the board allow me prerogative to recognize two speakers in favor of the motion and two opposed, and then call the vote on referral, postponement, or division, so that we don't spend over much time on those procedural motions and can keep ourselves on substantive motion. Is there any objection to allowing me, after hearing two pro and two con, to call a vote?
Dave?
Yes.
Could we try at first? I mean, the problem I have with this, obviously, is that
if neither position represent, let's say, my own, then I would be left out of the debate. So,
well, the purpose of the motion is to actually allow the chair the prerogative of calling a vote. And so I would exercise discretion if I felt that if somebody said, I have a position that's quite distinct from what's been offered as yet, I could recognize it. I wouldn't want to do that too much, and at times I would call it because in the interest of time. But if that would be acceptable to allow the chair the prerogative to do that, then I think it could speed the work of the board. Is there any objection to allowing that? Yes, Rosalinda. Okay. In that case, may we have, shall we have a short debate on that, and then we can hold the vote?
If it were, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
Can we just call the question and get it over with?
Well, I think Rosalinda's objecting for a reason, and I think we should hear her reason before deciding.
Well, I think it should be based on the situation, and I don't think it should be all the time, because, you know, all the motions aren't going to be the same, so I think we shouldn't limit participation.
Okay. This, again, is just on motions to refer, to postpone, or to divide a question, not other motions. Would you find it more acceptable if we said three pro and three con?
Why don't we just vote?
Lydia?
I object as well, but for a different reason, and I think that the board might be inclined to just have, you know, one pro, one con. I mean, that's why I just object in general, because I think two and two might be too much. It might be too much.
That's right.
Well, too many.
Of course, if members decide not to comment, of course, we'll get there more quickly. But
I know. But I would just, yes, but that encourages, I have found in other settings, not Pacifica settings, that sometimes setting a two and two, that people tend to repeat the same thing, and they just feel obligated that, oh, well, if you have one pro, then I must have something to say on the other, you know, on the other side. And so I would vote against it for that reason rather than for more comment.
Teresa?
I would vote for it because I find it productive.
If there's no further debate on it, then perhaps we should call the question. So all those in favor of allowing the chair the discretion of calling a vote after hearing two in favor and two opposed to motions to refer to committee, to postpone to a definite time, or to divide a question, please raise your hand.
So on procedural matters only.
The motion to refer an item to a committee, the motion to postpone an item to a definite time, or to divide a question. Okay? Do you have that, Teresa? Okay. Now, as to... Oh, all those opposed?
Two.
Okay. Now, you have before you a proposed agenda. Is there a motion to accept the proposed agenda? Yes, Mary?
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the agenda as amended with the amendation was the minutes to be postponed until Sunday.
Okay, and Deb Shafto has seconded. Is there discussion on the agenda? Hearing none, may we...
Well, excuse me.
Yes.
Maybe I'm just confused. 45 minutes, just the rationale for 45 minutes for special rules of order.
We have none. We just took care of all that.
Yeah.
So there's nothing else.
But it was originally given 45 minutes?
Yeah. Our experience at prior meetings had been discussions of the sort we just had, and the agenda approval took a great deal of time.
Okay. Good.
Yes, Andy.
I'd like to move to shorten the time dedicated to KPFT from 4:20 to 5 o'clock to, by 10 minutes, 4:30 or 4:20 to 4:50, and add 10 minutes to the other three stations.
Okay, so there's a motion to reduce the KPFT report with Dwayne Bradley from 40 minutes to 30 minutes, and to give that 10 minutes to make 50 minutes for station Q&A with the managers from the other three stations. Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Okay, is there debate on it?
I
I just have a question. What's the rationale for that?
Rationale simply is we just came through a fund drive, and although we were a little bit short, it wasn't anything earth-shaking. And being closely involved with KPFT and the LSB and the finances, et cetera, I don't believe that there's anything earth-shaking there that would require that amount of time, and we've dedicated very, very little time to the other three stations. So this would open it up just maybe for a couple extra questions there.
We've heard a statement in favor. Is there a statement in opposition to the motion? Teresa Allen?
Well, not only do I think that KPFT GM probably has a presentation prepared, but is also prepared for questions, Q&A, and we did decide at our last meeting that we would give special attention to two stations, and it was decided that KPFT was going to be one of them. So I'm looking forward to people hearing what we have available at KPFT.
Is there anybody else who would like to speak in favor of the motion to reduce the time for KPFT? Is there anybody who would like to, else who would like to speak in opposition?
Is it to reduce the time or to expand the time?
It's to reduce
the time for the report and expand it.
It's to reduce the time for KPFT and expand the time for the other three stations.
So we're going from 40 to 50 minutes?
You're correct.
Well, I offer a substitute motion that we allow KPFT to 50 minutes, and they'll manage the time themselves.
Oh, it's. I'm not clear. When you say 50 minutes, we only have 40 minutes. The proposal was to go down to 30 and the other up to 50. I don't understand.
The total of how many minutes?
80 minutes for the two items.
My God. 80 minutes.
Right, 40 for KPFT and 40 in total for the other three stations that are not our focus stations at this
meeting.
Now,
I'm just dealing with KPFT. How many minutes are they asking?
They were 40. Allotted 40 on the proposed agenda, and a motion's been made to reduce that by 10 minutes.
Period.
Well, and that 10 minutes would be added to the next agenda item.
So they're asking for 50 minutes.
For the next agenda item, for the three station report.
It would be reduced to 30.
I think I sense a withdrawal.
30 and Q&A, right, for 10.
Right.
Mary?
I had a point of information. I answered my own question. Sorry for the... I was wondering where BAI was, and I saw where it was, so...
Arif?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I want to speak against that. I think we decided a long time ago that there will be a couple of focus stations, and KPFT is one of it. So I think that we should not reduce 10 minutes, and I think we should stick to 40 minutes. And if we... I don't have any questions. Naturally, we'll move on to the next item. So I'll oppose it.
Okay. So all those in favor of the motion to reduce by 10 minutes the time for KPFT and to expand by 10 the time for the other three stations, all those in favor of that motion, please raise your hand.
Five.
All those opposed, please raise your hand. And while I'm thinking of it, I neglected...
Point of information, how many? Please, could you say in the mic, into the mic?
Nine opposed. I neglected one point on those process motions. There's one other motion about the 2-4 and 2-against that I'd like permission on, and that is motions to extend time. Is that acceptable as well?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. All right. I don't believe we have any. If there are no further amendments to the agenda, well, actually, there was one point about the programming committee. Is that what you were going to raise? It's our understanding that the programming committee did not actually complete a report for this meeting. So one of the things that was. Is that true?
No, I submitted a report.
Okay. We thought that there were motions. My understanding was that at the last programming committee meeting,
yes.
The programming committee did not decide to forward certain motions that...
We haven't finished the policy, that's correct.
So one of the questions that came up in discussion, and this was something Bob raised, was whether that time could be used to discuss national programming policy, the implementation of national programming as it's presently contemplated or being discussed amongst the operations group. And so the question to the board, well, maybe you want to...
Well, yeah. Our executive director has announced the launch of a new program in the fall on the congressional elections and so forth, and there's other initiatives being talked about for national programs, and I think it raises a lot of policy issues that the board should explore, and we have this time period that had been planned for the permanent national policy that now is not available, and I think we should use that to good advantage to really engage in a dialogue here on the board about how we want to approach the question of new national programs.
Greg,
I have no comment on the substantive issue of the programming committee, but I do have a clarification on that point. I haven't announced anything at this point. I've simply held a brainstorming session to discuss a few ideas with people. So in terms of any formal announcement, that's not accurate.
Move the agenda, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. The question, I believe, is whether, well, I guess we can decide that during the hour allotted to the program committee, so there's been a request to move the agenda. All those in favor of adopting the agenda as not amended, please raise your hand. Okay. And those opposed? None opposed.